This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, tune into a special edition of Sports Talk Saturday. Brian Koziel, Saturday from 2 to 5, live at Batavia Downs. We count down to the 151st Kentucky Derby. Batavia Downs hosting several exciting events, including the Derby Gala, the Park Place Derby Lunch Special, and a Derby Party at 34 Rush. Watch the thrilling Run for the Roses. Enjoy delicious food, drink specials, and don't miss your chance to win Derby shirts and glasses in their exclusive drawings. Join the fun, Batavia Downs, this Saturday. Derby Day, Saturday, one of my favorite days of the year. Derby parties are amazing. It is Wednesday. You out there still have time to go.
Every year. You make me want to go.
You can, usually I tell
something
you.
Something always comes up.
Usually I tell you on Friday. It's Wednesday.
Yeah.
I'm giving you advance notice. Go. You can still go.
Mm-hmm.
You just show up and buy a ticket. That's it.
I don't think didn't we look last year, though, it might not be as easy as that anymore?
No.
That it was a little harder. The infield isn't, you know, as readily available because people now, everybody now does this.
Maybe. Well, one thing.
But you could still do it. I'm
one
sure,
thing that's, that I saw from yesterday, we'll get to a call here, and then I got 10 wins for the Patriots. Let's see if you can find 10 wins. How much is a mint julep?
How much?
How much is a mint julep?
Like at Churchill Downs?
Yes, because.
Oh, I mean, it's probably $30.
$22.
Yeah.
$22 for a mint julep.
Yeah.
Which is probably
buy a drink at any sporting event.
It's probably for the best, because otherwise, you know.
Yeah, if they were $4.
Those
bucks.
Things are gasoline on a fire.
Uh-huh.
So it's probably for the best. Those are $22. Beer, $13.
I like one ticket right now is $118, by the way.
For the infield?
That's just the cheapest ticket I'm seeing.
Yeah, well, that's not the infield.
That's what I mean. Like, I don't know if that's showing you the infield or not. Because the infield. Although the infield might be $100 to get into now. I don't know if I'd be surprised. I'd
no,
be stunned
this is
by that.
The infield.
The infield. There you
bucks.
Go.
General admission infield.
Standing room only. It's up to what?
118 is what he said.
Yep. You're at the website, Derby, clicking Derby GA.
Well, this is a ticket site. I don't know.
That.
Oh, don't click on it. What does the Derby have?
General admission, 100. The ticket options, these look like resale because...
Maybe they're probably sold out.
No,
I
no.
told you, people are doing it.
Infield,
they took your advice.
Infield GA at the... No, that's, again...
See, you should have been keeping this a secret the whole way. It's
I
like,
know.
You know, I've got a way to get to the stadium that is super efficient and fast. I will never say it on the air.
Right.
Because the moment I do, everybody's going to start going that way, and that's what you've done with the Derby.
You've done this?
You've talked about it every right. year. Enough people now have taken your advice, and now I got to spend $300
yeah, back in
to
the
go
day,
to the infield.
Back in the day when Grandpa here went to the Derby, it was $40. Show up that day and spend $40 and walk in. It was great. Dennis in Lockport. Hey, Dennis, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, guys, I was listening to that one conversation you guys had with that one gentleman who was a little dark there on the defense. There are some parts I have to agree with him on where I'd say, you know what? I think our biggest problem is we gave up some of the dumb plays, and they just were not disciplined. And there was parts of it last year, probably not as much, but the last couple years prior to that, where our defense was just so banged up and we was just plug and play, trying to keep guys on the field. Now, on the other side of it is, I think a lot of people forget when they look at Kansas City and some of these other divisions, Kansas City really hasn't had a very strong challenge in their own division, so they could walk right into end of the season playoffs, not so banged up and not, you know, really being challenged, where I think now you got Denver, you got San Diego, or LA, I should call them, and yep. Vegas might even start popping up, giving them a harder time. Cincinnati, that group is a lot more tighter. I think the South, AFC South, God right. knows what could happen with that because there's not really a lot going on down there.
You're laying out, Dennis, a potential easy. Spot for the Bills to try and chase a one seed because they might be able to have the best yeah. in-division record, and if they could get it done elsewhere, it might be a year for the one seed.
Right, yeah. right.
Right, because then at that point, you know, you think about what could have been different last year if you have the one seed. I mean, yeah. if the Chiefs have to play Baltimore, you might never play the Chiefs. Now, Baltimore maybe in a different setting and environment maybe finds a way to win, but yep. you did beat them, and you might never have seen them. Denver existing makes this a little bit different. I just feel like I've been hurt so many times
believing
by waiting
in the rest.
For the Chargers specifically.
Yeah, right.
Waiting for Herbert and the Chargers to challenge the Chiefs. I feel like I've been saying that for 6 years.
I think the Chargers are going to challenge the Chiefs.
Again, like
I'm going to do it again. I'm going to do it again.
I could look at their team and agree with you. I'm not going to let myself be hurt by them again.
Harbaugh's different. Harbaugh's not the Charger guy.
It's the running backs in round one.
Good ones. All right, that's so true. To that point, the Patriots. I don't think it's a spicy take to pick New England to finish second in this division. Maybe they don't get there. Maybe they do. They are playing a last-place schedule. And I did a real quick, this isn't Howard picks the Bills, Jeremy picks the Patriots. This is just, looked, all right, what can they do?
Yeah.
And I think I casually got to 10 for the Patriots.
Casually?
Casually. You want to do it real
sure,
quick?
Sure, yeah.
Is 10 the right number? All right, hold up your 10 fingers, count them down, knock them off as you want, everybody out there at home. Can the Patriots get to 10 wins?
Okay.
All right, in the division, how many are they going to win?
In the division?
In the division. Jets
they're
and Dolphins.
They're going to win... They're going to win 3.
3, okay. And the number is 7. Browns.
Okay. Win.
6. Falcons.
Where's the game?
New England.
Win.
5. Giants.
Win.
4. Panthers.
Yikes. Win.
3. Steelers.
Where's the game?
New England.
Man.
You don't have to do it. I said I casually got there.
No, win. I don't like Pittsburgh this year.
2. Raiders.
Give me the Raiders.
Okay.
I think the Raiders could be
still got to find 2. Titans.
Win.
Saints.
Win.
Done.
Man, I don't like that.
Did not get.
That felt too easy.
Did not get to. I left out the harder ones because.
Yeah, right. No.
The order matters. Bengals, Bucks, Ravens. But 3 in the division. Like I said, a casual. I don't think 10 is nuts for them. I don't think it's nuts at all.
I guess you're right. I mean,
last place schedule.
None of those. They'll lose to a couple of those teams, but they also might mix in a win or two against the harder ones. So yeah.
And they're going,
maybe it evens out.
They're going from a coach that I think was overmatched to a coach that has won and has been pretty good.
I mean, it's all for them going to be
Drake May.
How well have they done to surround Drake May?
Right.
Because we've been debating this week about the lines and, you know, obviously receiver. How much better is their line going to be? Because that was the thing. He was running for his life last year. And he's able to do that because he's super athletic and he made it work. But Will Campbell and the couple of free agents they added, let me see what that line looks like. If their line is like even a top 15 unit in the league, then I would bet on they're going to get to that. They're going to get to those 10 wins.
Because
the defense will be fine and the receivers are okay. I don't think they're going to be that good. But the line was terrible. And now, if it's even average, that'll be a huge difference.
So, where are the Bills and Patriots schedules different? That's a key piece here, right? Like, you've got your crossovers. Where are they different? It's the North. No, wait, sorry. The Bills play. Let me pull up the Bills schedule here, because again, first place versus last place. It's Giants and Eagles. That's one difference. Maybe Patriots have the
right.
Giants.
Massive difference.
Bills have the Eagles. The Bills. Another first place spot is the Bills will play Houston, where New England plays Tennessee.
Right.
And the Bills will also play
Tampa, right? Or no, they play the South.
Kansas City. Where New England plays the Raiders. That's your 3 different games.
Right.
New England, Kansas City, and who did I say? New England, Kansas City.
Well, no, New England gets the Raiders.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry. Kansas City, Houston, Philly.
Yeah, that's the Bills.
That's the Bills. And over there, it's the Raiders, the Titans,
the Giants.
Yeah,
three games that are different. I'm not sitting here saying they're gonna challenge and push the Bills, but
no, I don't think they have. I would be stunned if they're even really close. Maybe. Like, could they be within two games with like five to go?
Sure.
I don't think they're a serious contender for the division, though, at the end of the day. I think they can make the playoffs.
Well, we're about to find out how serious Drake May plays like Josh Allen's about to be. 803-0550. Break time. Joe Marino, Locked On Bills podcast, Locked On NFL Scouting. We'll get his take on the Bills draft. He liked some pieces, maybe didn't like some others. So we'll break it down with Joe coming up top of the hour.